So after what feels like an eternity, let's get back to talking Major League Soccer. At the end of 2015, the Portland Timbers were crowned the best team in the league. Now, though, everything in MLS back for 2016, and that means the return of MLS Monday and Drew. Welcome to the show, Drew.
Hi, Andy. How you doing? It seems like it was forever since we last talked, but to me, it feels like the MLS Cup was just finishing up, so we're already kicking off the season on next weekend on the 6th, so... Yeah, it doesn't feel like we were gone too long.
I guess if you're reporting on the league, there'll be quite a few things that have happened. Some big transfers, the like of Ashley Cole now in Major League Soccer.
Yeah, that's right. Ashley Cole has joined LA Galaxy in one of the, I wouldn't say the big moves of the year, but LA really went out and tried to change a few things after last year, after getting knocked out of the playoffs in the first round, and they've really done a lot to bring in some new players, including Ashley Cole, which actually left a lot of people scratching their heads.
What about other big names that have gone to the league? Are there any others that really stand out, Drew?
Well, to stick with LA, they're the ones that really did a lot because obviously they were coming off winning a couple of MLS Cups and last year getting knocked out of the playoffs in the first round, which was very un-LA-like. And they went out and they signed Nigel de Jong from AC Milan in January, and he was coming in to take over the central defensive midfield role. They've also signed Jelle Van Damme from, I believe it was Anderlecht. He had some time in England with Wolverhampton Wanderers a few years ago. And they also brought in a couple of MLS veterans in Jeff Lorenzowitz, who can play at center back or in midfield, as well as Mike McGee, who is a really good veteran goal scorer for the club.
In terms of other players in the league, last year Sebastian Giovinco made huge waves for Toronto. I mean, you could pretty much say he's too good for the league, but for Toronto, from their point of view, the fact that they've kept him is huge. Didier Drogba, he went into Montreal Impact last season. They've kept him. So the league has managed to hold on to the majority of the big names.
Yes, they have. They have. There's really not a lot of big names coming in January. It seems like a lot of the big names really come in the summer when the European leagues finish up. I guess you could say one other big name, not too big of a name, but Orlando City was able to bring in Antonio Nocerino from AC Milan. He had some time at West Ham. He's a Juventus product in their youth system. He's coming in to help fill in a void in midfield for a much-needed goal scorer in midfield. And I think he'll adapt really well to MLS because he's very athletic, and I think he'll blend in well with that North American style. And if any of our listeners want to find out some more, I wrote an article on World Soccer Talk about Nocerino in Orlando City, so they can check that out at worldsoccertalk.com. But I think that will really help out a very good team in Orlando, a growing team. It's only their second year in MLS, and they have a very exciting goal scorer, Canadian goal scorer in Kyle Larin, who won the MLS Rookie of the Year last season when he tallied 18 goals in 27 games.
Drew, I've also got to ask you about another league that's been on the rise of late, that the Chinese league. I mean, the reports of some of the fees that they're paying has got a lot of people's attention. I know that from Major League Soccer, Obafemi Martins, former player at Newcastle and Birmingham, who was at Seattle, he's jumped to the Chinese league. But how do people in Major League Soccer see what's going on in China? Are they worried, or do they see that actually the market that the Chinese teams are going for is very different market of players and media than is gone for in America?
Well, I think you hit it right on the head there, Andy. I think they're going for a lot of different players that aren't the type of players that MLS teams are going for. If you take a look at some of the players that signed with Chinese teams, in January we saw Alex Teixeira go, and we also saw Jackson Martinez go. And these players that signed with these Chinese teams, they're not really the players that MLS teams are going for because they're players who have had some success in Europe. They're very highly paid. And MLS, the players that they're going for from Europe are usually players who, I guess you could say, have some name value in the U.S. So, for example, your Didier Drogba's, your Steven Gerrard's, Frank Lampard's, Andrea Pirlo's. So they're bringing those players over. Those are the ones from Europe they're looking to sign. Now, if you go to the players from South America, MLS is going for a lot of the young talent there, trying to expose them to a wider audience. So you see a lot of young players come up from South America, Central America, and you also see some players who have had good careers in South America and Central America, but just not able to make that jump to Europe. Those players are also coming up. So I don't really think MLS is going to be affected too much, at least not at the moment, from these players going to the Chinese league. But, you know, in the future, if China stays strong with importing these players from Europe, from South America, then maybe we can look at that as a problem. But I think right now, for the moment, it's going to be okay for MLS.
Well, Drew, with the 2016 season ahead of us, we know Portland winners last time around. We've mentioned the fact that the LA Galaxy have tried to strengthen after a disappointing playoff series last time around. Who do you think going into the season is going to make the big impressions team-wise? Who should we be looking out for?
Well, it's always hard to say who will, you know, go all the way win the MLS Cup just because of the playoff structure in MLS and the way that the league unfolds every season. But right now on paper, looking at the teams that I think they're going to have a really good season, I'm looking at Philadelphia Union. And this is a team that has made the playoffs only once in their history in MLS. This is their seventh season in MLS. Jim Curtin is the coach there. This is his second full season in charge. And they've made a few moves, I think, that are really good. They brought in Chris Pontius from DC United. He's a very underrated MLS forward. He's only 28 still, can play as a second striker or on either wing. 152 MLS games. He's tallied 32 goals and 19 assists. So I think this will be a very good move for Philadelphia. And they also have two good goal scorers that can play with him, CJ Sapong and Sebastian Letou up top. Meanwhile, they also have a solid midfield, Maurice Adoue, who is formerly of Rangers and a U.S. international, as well as Swiss international Tranquilio Barnetta. So I really think this could be the Portland Timbers of 2016. They've been in the U.S. Open Cup final the last two seasons, though they did lose both those times. But I think this year they will really crack on and do well in MLS.
Well, Drew, it's going to be an exciting season ahead, and great to get you back on the show for MLS Monday.
Yeah, it's great to be back, Andy, and you know, I urge our listeners to check out worldsoccertalk.com and some of the things I write over there for about MLS as well as football in general. So, you know, I look forward to talking to you more this year about MLS.